It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you information and interviews regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and Billy Williams is back from Flex Family Fitness in Rifle, the corner of 2nd and West. Caddy corner from the old firehouse, for those of you that remember that. You're old enough to remember that, actually. Billy, a lot of things have been happening for you, kind of happening sort of fast. You're actually looking forward to, I guess, nonprofits would call it a capital campaign. You're looking to try and buy the building you're in, right, so that you can continue doing what you've been doing. But for right now, so many things are happening, it's almost hard to keep track of it. I believe last time we were here, you mentioned to me that you're just having a conversation with somebody that was working out at the place, and come to find out she's an architect. She can help you design something to remodel the space you're in. And you've got so many stories like that. So for folks that don't remember or weren't here for the first interview we did with Billy, it's Flex Family Fitness. So he wants this nonprofit. Was it 6 months ago? You were, I think you had just been laid off again from the oil and gas where you had been working for a number of years, paid the bills, you had some money saved up, and you decided you wanted something where you could actually be home every night with the kids, not be gone for 3 weeks at a time, and maybe give back to other kids and other families. And again, things just kind of started happening for Flex Family Fitness. You found a space that was good enough for what you needed. You found the equipment. And actually, between the last time we talked and now, you found some more, another CrossFit rig from somebody that just kind of fell in your lap. And while you're picking up the CrossFit rig, you met another, not Billy Williams, but Willie Williams.
Yeah, so his name's William Williams. He works for a place up in Aspen, and he actually does fundraising for companies and offered to heard about what we're doing, came to check out the gym, and we're going to be setting some up here really soon. And the lady that sold me the CrossFit rigs, we're working on our Ninja Warrior course on the outside of the building, and then we're trying to get together with some people that will help us to put the rock wall on the outside of the building so that we have more activities for these kids, because summer's coming. I mean, we've got like 22 more days of school left.
Mm. Ninja Warrior, that's like the parkour?
Oh, yeah, that's the obstacle course thing. So we actually, another story that was kind of cool is that day when we bought the CrossFit rig, the lady that was there, she was setting up some sort of a Tough Mudder, something like that. Anyway, down in Montrose, I forgot the name of it. And we're talking about that, and it just happened to be that we just hit it off really well. And I was saying, yeah, well, we want to set our current CrossFit rig up with this one, and then we're talking about we really wanted a cargo net for the kids to climb up, because that's part of the Ninja Warrior course. And the next day, I drove up to with Habitat for Humanity, and I'm talking with the owner, the guy, trying to find some sponsors for some of these kids. And I look over on the wall, and there's a freaking cargo net, brand new, just sitting there and hanging on the wall. And I'm like, do I need that? So it was just pretty cool that the very next day, and you don't see those. It's not like something you like see, you know what I mean?
And they made you a deal on it too, right?
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. Thanks.
They helped you out. A lot of people have been helping out with this. And I want to talk about some of those folks, cause you said you wanted to recognize them. I think that's cool. It's interesting to me. Obviously, this is about fitness and the family getting together, you know, in a quiet atmosphere. You make a big deal about the fact that the kids, the families that can afford to go to Flex Family Fitness, that's fine, and the kids that that can't, you work something out, you help them out, and the other kids have no idea. The other families, you've told me at least a couple times, if you stop by and you see everybody's working out, you have no idea who paid full price and who needed a little help.
Yeah, you know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, you walk in there and you see these kids doing their jiu-jitsu, and they have their gis on. Me, growing up dirt poor, never had the ability to do that kind of stuff. So to me, it's like I could see myself doing that, and it's cool. Like I just it's kind of like saying, hey, well, you look in there and you say, okay, well, I can see this kid's parents has a lot of money. This kid, if they come in the door, if you come in the door and something you really want to do and money is an issue or something that money might be a reason why you might not walk in the door, do not let that hinder you from coming in and bringing your kids in to experience what we have to offer. Even as yourself, if money's an issue, we're looking for sponsors. And if we don't have the sponsors for it, just come and I'll go find the sponsors. I don't want anybody to miss out on this opportunity just because money's, you know.
You've also taken this as an opportunity to kind of connect with kids that may be having some trouble. You told me you're working with a few kids that have been kicked out of school for behavior problems, that kind of thing. Yep. And it's interesting. When you're telling me about it, your face actually lights up. You're like, well, I was kicked out of school too. So let me tell you what got me through all of this.
Yeah.
And you're really connecting with the kids on a level that a lot of people can't.
Yeah, it's really, you know, I think that kids are so used to being judged and some of the teachers, I remember how teachers used to look at me, and I was kind of probably advanced for my age just because of the way I was brought up, you know, and I can just look and talk to these kids and listen, and it would just have some sort of an instant connection, and I don't even know how or why, and it makes me happy because that's, like, the whole thing about owning a gym and getting families together, and, you know, there's going to be money there. I already know it's going to happen because, I mean, I've already seen that we've grown out of the building we're in 6 months. And you know what I mean? I need somebody to come help me file all these waivers because I have like a big stack like that big sitting there. Anyways, I'm not kidding. It's cool. But dealing with these kids that are at risk, dealing with the kids that are troubled, that's my thing, man. That was me. And if I wish I would have known me as a kid because I think my life would turn out different. I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I lived the life I did because I can relate to these kids in ways and I can say, hey, you know what? And then the kids going through drugs, going through, like, I did all that. I did it all, anything. And I'm surprised that I'm even alive right now. And I'm only alive now I have purpose. And, you know, when I talk about it and I smile and I light up, that's because that's my purpose, dude. It's like, I have a reason. I'm not on the rig anymore busting my butt for somebody else. I'm like living my own dream. And I mean, that's pretty special.
Talk about those people that have helped you out, that have sponsored kids or, you know, given you money to keep that building or look into the new building. I'm sure there are a lot.
Yeah, so we got Sean Astaire from Moody Construction. Jesse Dalton from State Farm sponsored a kid for a year. So did Moody Construction. Ashley at 360 Insurance. Community Thrift picked up a couple kids for the year. Country Attic. Yeah, it was Leanne Vogel from over there. She ended up sponsoring a kid.
Anybody else?
You know what? There's, Bobby Harris from Extreme HVACs donated a couple bicycles and done a couple things and offered to do some help. And as far as, my sister in Texas sent me a little bit of money. And then there's Tammy... Tammy from Texas, that's Melissa Sparkman's friend, hooked me up with. She sent us some money that was that came in really handy, and we paid bills with it. So, yeah, we're always looking for more. We're trying to get some,
Again, you've said this a couple times. If you want to check the place out, see what kids are doing, see what – you've actually got a couple classes that you've started as well, right? Stop by at the corner of 2nd and West and Rifle. Again, it's like Caddy Corner, right? Am I getting the right building?
Okay, so it's across the street from Country Attic. So it used to be a thrift store, and it has it's a white building. It's kind of a long building, and it has a deck out front, but it's painted white. It's like if you're driving down 2nd Street, before you drive up into the movie theater, it's literally right there in the movie theater parking lot on the right-hand side.
On the right-hand side. Okay. I have the wrong corner. But still, same intersection, just wrong corner. Mm-hmm. It's on the northwest corner rather than the southwest corner of that intersection. All right. And if anybody would like to give you a call, talk about sponsoring a kid or helping out in other ways, I know that's it's not just about money. Obviously, you need folks to help teach classes and stuff like that, and you've found several of those folks as well. Mm-hmm. How can somebody get a hold of you? Just give you a call?
Yeah, you can give me a call, 970-456. 206-3315 or get a hold of me on Facebook, Flex Family Fitness. You'll see there's the logo has a bicep arm. Then it just says the, yeah. Anyways, Flex Family Fitness, it's blue, black and blue logo.
Okay. And again, Billy's number is 456-3315. So you brought in some examples of kids that you've been working with. So we'll talk to them in just a minute. Thanks. You're listening to KMTS Connections. So I guess what I would say is, do you have any special requirements for the like the instructors and the people that are working with your kids? I'm imagining you probably would.
Yeah. Now we're gonna if you're like certified for whatever position, we like our black our jiu-jitsu guys a black belt, and everybody they have is highly qualified. Like if people want to come in and help, that's fine. But you know the paid positions, and we're going out to people that are, you know, our tumbling instructor Jessica Spalding. She's a professional. She works at the other gymnastics place in town, but she's certified our yoga girl that does yoga on Sunday nights, the family yoga. At 5 p.m., she, Najla, she is a certified yoga instructor. So, yeah, there's.
So, you want the best people you can find. Exactly. Is basically what you're talking about. Mm. You take any help, I'm sure.
Yes.
But, you know, if it's one of those positions where you're actually teaching, instructing, you want somebody that's got some paper to back up what they're doing.
Well, especially with the, we're looking for our main thing right now. We just picked up the group of kids that are severe, significant need. Kids that are at the Rifle Middle School that they're kind of special need kids, and we have their paras, and during the summertime they're not going to have the paras available to them, but we want to offer them, we're going to do some stuff with them at the gym. So if you have any experience with working with these kind of kids that are special needs and want to come down and help set something up so that we can, I feel like these kids are kind of being forgotten about, and it's really sad to see that, you know.
Again, if you would like to help out in any way, give Billy a call. Talk about options, 456-3315, or look up Flex Family Fitness on Facebook. And you actually brought along some examples of kids you've been working with, so we'll talk to them when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Billy Williams about Flex Family Fitness in Rifle. As I mentioned, Billy brought a couple boys in that, are these guys both doing jiu-jitsu or just a general workout or what, Billy?
Yeah, they're both learning jiu-jitsu and going to be doing probably a little bit of kickboxing also, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I always ask somebody else to introduce the new people just because you might give us a little bit of insight that neither one of them will. So let's start with Sean. Tell us a little bit about Sean.
Yeah, Sean, I just met him recently, and he had been trying to meet me over at the gym, but we kept missing each other, and I actually went to his mom's yard sale, and he was there, and he's like, hey, you're the guy. And I'm like, yeah. So then ever since then, he's been coming to the gym. So
Billy's kind of hard to get away from, isn't he? I get the feeling that, you know, if Billy feels like you need to be doing something, he's going to make sure that it happens. Is that kind of how it goes?
Actually, no. Since he knows that I had a purpose, he's always trying to get me in there.
So, you've done jiu-jitsu like once or twice? I can't even say it, much less actually do it. Like once or twice, or have you been interested in it before?
This is my first time. I really just heard of it. I was really more interested in the kickboxing, but now I'm more with jiu-jitsu. I only did taekwondo one time for about 5 years.
Okay. So, do you know what the difference between the three is? I mean, are they all kind of similar, but maybe different names and words for different things you do?
Kickboxing isn't as much different from taekwondo, but kickboxing, you know, more positions to go from, and you use your knees too with that too. And taekwondo, it's just more kicks than anything else, but in kickboxing, you use your fist and your feet.
Okay. So why had you not got involved in that before Billy found you, or before you found Billy? I'm not sure how that happened.
Well, it was because every time I tried going down to the gym to see if he was there, he was never there. And like you said, he showed up in my mom's yard sale. So
you kind of have a way of finding people that, that you need to get together with, it seems like. Was that a fair way of putting it, Billy?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Like, the other day I was over at the gym, and there was a guy there with his mom, and they were driving a BMW, and he was taking the top down. And I went and gave Sean a ride home, and when I came back, the guy was there with his mom, and his mom was looking at my car. And I was like, hey, what's up? You want to check out the car? And anyways, come to find out, this guy's name's Tony Hershey, like a councilman or something like that. Like some, okay. Like, anyways, uh-huh. And I start telling him about this, what we have going on, and he's like, dang, he goes, yeah, we're going to need to get some people involved with this. He's talking about getting the district attorney and prosecutor and Judge Potocki involved and all these. And it was funny because this girl, Salome, that's been helping. She's an advocate for some, I don't know, she's pretty, she helps a lot of people in town. She was there, and she had been telling me before. She's like, hey, man, we need to get a hold of this guy, Tony Hershey, and then this. And then not even a week later, this dude's outside my house putting his top down in his convertible. And he comes over and he's like, here's my personal number. Call me. So actually, I'll call him today. He said, I'm about to walk into court. I'll call you back. So I was like, yeah.
So what about Lee? How did you find Lee, or how did he find you, I should say?
Well, Lee, a matter of fact, I believe we put a thing up before we even opened the gym. We were trying to put feelers out to see if it was, because I had a feeling it was going to be a hit. But I wasn't sure, so I put a little feelers out on Facebook to say, hey, who's into mixed martial arts, who wants to learn jiu-jitsu? And I'm pretty sure that's when your mom got a hold of me, right?
Yeah.
So which of those are you interested in, Lee? Get a little bit closer to the microphone there so we can hear you. Which one there are you curious about? What do you want to do?
I've actually been doing it for a few months now.
Okay.
I've been doing,
that's right, because you're there from the beginning. I'm sorry. He did say that.
For a few months
now. If I'd pay attention, I would know that.
And I think about 1 or 2 months, I've been doing kickboxing also.
Okay. So how often do you do jiu-jitsu?
I get whenever I can, but it's usually 4 or 5 days a week.
Wow. That's a commitment. I guess that's how you get good, though, right? Is
yeah.
You continue practicing and doing it every day. What do you call the master, your teacher?
We just call him by his real name.
Okay, you don't have a special name like
just Thomas.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, and of course we've heard the story about how you found Thomas, and how he lost his house back east, like in Virginia, right? And
yeah, washed away in a flood. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing how stuff is happening for you, Billy. Again, the place is called Flex Family Fitness, and your ultimate goal is for this to become a sustainable local nonprofit.
Yes.
Helping kids out, but not just kids, entire families.
Yep.
The idea, the whole family can come out, exercise together, you'll be healthier. Of course, I don't think I need to tell anybody about the health benefits of, exercise and staying fit. Yeah, right, as opposed to just keeping the thumbs active.
Yeah.
I have the healthiest thumbs you've ever seen.
The Fortnite.
Actually, yeah, now that Fortnite. We've got Swipe, I don't even use my thumbs anymore. Plus, you give discounts. I'm not sure we've talked about this before, for law enforcement, medical, first responders, military, and for teachers.
Yeah.
You give discounts for teachers as well.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of part of the family that we have is we wouldn't really have what we have without having the security of our, first responders, of our military, the teachers. That we're all there. They're all here to help us, to build us up. And that's the kind of people we want in the family. So we want to encourage them to help, come and be part of that,
Again, if you'd like to talk to Billy about maybe a way that maybe you have a talent you would like to pass on to others in terms of teaching classes or something like that, or you'd just like to help out by sponsoring one of these kids, giving them a scholarship, Billy's number is 456-3315. Again, not everybody has a scholarship, and that's, you've mentioned this so many times, Billy. Mm-hmm. You go into the gym, you don't know who has paid full rate and who has been helped out by you or somebody else.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of kids, a bunch of families working out together. And you can find Flex Family Fitness on Facebook as well, and keep up to date there.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to talk with another one of your kids that's been working out, another one of your families, actually.
Yep. The mom's coming too, yeah.
We'll talk with them when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Flex Family Fitness and Rifle. Billy Williams, what would you call it, Billy? A vision, a mission, all of the above?
Yep.
Something like that. So we talked with Sean and Lee, who have been taking some classes at Flex Family Fitness. Now we're going to talk with Melissa and Cody Sparkman. So, Cody, I noticed you had a belt when you walked in that was not white. So tell me about the, what is this, jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, it's jiu-jitsu.
You have as hard a time saying it as I do. That makes me feel a lot better, okay?
But I do jiu-jitsu and kickboxing, and then every Saturday or Sunday I do yoga, and that's what we do as a family.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cool. I never understood... Yoga looks painful.
Is it painful? For me, because I'm not very flexible, it is. But, yeah.
And so let's finish the thought about jiu-jitsu first. What do you call the guy that leads the jiu-jitsu? Is there a name for
like
it?
Like sensei.
Sensei? Is he the sensei? Okay.
Yeah, we just call him Thomas, though.
Okay. That's cool. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this since... January.
Okay. And why did you want to start doing this?
Cuz it was like right where I get off the bus, and my mom said, "Hey, there's jiu-jitsu." And I was like, I was skeptic at first, but then like I was like, "Okay." And then I tried it and then I liked it. Okay. And I've been doing it ever since.
And am I wrong? Have you advanced?
Yeah.
Like what color belt do you
have? I have white but with one stripe.
Okay. I knew it wasn't all white. I knew I saw something that was a color of some kind. What did you have to do to earn that stripe?
You ask Thomas, and then he'll like tell you about it, and then you like have to prove like that you're like good enough to earn the stripes, and then he'll announce like every couple of people, like that earned it. And like, we'll have, like, all the adults and all the kids. It's like a ceremony.
How often does that happen?
We have had one in the past since January.
Okay. So you are advancing as fast as you can advance up to this point. Do you know what the next stripe is, or would it be a solid color?
It would be if you get 3 stripes, you move up to a blue belt, but you have to be 16 to get a blue belt.
Oh, okay.
And for the kids, he has a yellow belt, too.
So you've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's four.
Okay.
3 more.
So what is the next color stripe? Another blue stripe?
Another white stripe. You get white stripes on your black kind of patch on the belt.
Okay. So it's not... See, I was thinking of the solid stripes that go all the way the lengthwise on the belt. It actually goes the other direction.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you learned anything other than just the moves in jiu-jitsu?
I've learned, like, because not to punch people. Because, like,
like... I think that is a good thing. Wouldn't you agree with that, Billy?
Yes. Don't hit people.
So, Melissa, from a parent's standpoint, describe, obviously, it's been, what would that be, 4 or 5 months now?
Yeah.
That so you just were you picking him up or dropping him off of the school bus? And
well, they would have gone home and hung out and supposedly done chores, but mostly just really just hang out until I got home 45 minutes later. And I really didn't like the thought of my kids just spending that extra time on their tablets, watching TV, you know, arguing with each other over who's not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and the tattletaling. And I've known Billy for quite a few years and saw his posts and stuff, and it worked out that right where the kids get off of the bus, it's right where they go, right across the street. So we tried it, and his sister was Kendra. She really didn't want to do it at all. Like, she was like, she just thought it was going to be brutal and stuff like that. And
like real macho, that kind of thing. Okay.
And, I mean, we have a bunch of tom girls in our family, so it wasn't, like, too out of the normal or the extreme. But they both tried it, and they absolutely loved it. Cody, for him, it's his thing. He found his thing, his calling. He's calmed down quite a bit. He's not as argumentative because I think he's, you know, quite a bit more tired in the evenings.
Or maybe he has some outlet for yeah. that.
Okay. And he has more of an outlet for the angst and, you know, preteen fun stuff like that. So, and he's doing way better in school because that's
no part kidding. Of
it. He has to do what he's supposed to do at school so he can attend that. So he works all the way around.
So you think that that's like the discipline and that kind of thing yeah. of jiu-jitsu it's that he's learning as well?
He's learning discipline for himself and how to have it for himself and consistency with it. So, and that part I definitely enjoyed watching him evolve into that.
And it's not just about the kids. You're actually taking some classes as well, like as a family.
Yeah. Well, and I work out usually in the mornings. Oh my God. At 5?
5 a.m., yeah.
Yeah.
Are you there to unlock the door, Billy?
Yeah, I'm there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
At 5. And then on Sundays, like Cody said, we do yoga as a family because it's with 4 kids and me, it's hard to get everybody together and do something as a family that everybody's on the same level. And that's just something we started and we thoroughly enjoy. We actually look forward to it every Sunday. It's a new start and we get ready and relax and help somebody else stay limber for jiu-jitsu and boxing. And
put it this way, Cody, you're never going to be any more limber than you are right now. Right now. So, Billy, obviously you've heard these stories before, but it must do you good to hear, you know, Melissa talking about what a great experience they've had and Cody talking about how much he enjoys it.
Yeah, it's pretty good feeling knowing that the vision that I had and just seeing it come to fruition is pretty dope. It's pretty exciting because you know, a lot of people have told me that it's probably never going to do anything and that people talk and this and that. But I'm
something tells me you're the wrong person to say something like that too.
Yeah,
yeah. Just an impression I get.
Yeah, don't tell me I can't do it because you're going to see it happen. So you know what I mean. It doesn't really. I've always been that way. So.
And if folks want to help you realize this dream of this nonprofit place for families to get together, work out, learn skills like jiu-jitsu, I would call that a skill, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Definitely a skill, building confidence and all that good stuff too, yeah. So.
They can get in touch with you on Facebook. Just search for Flex Family Fitness on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And, again, contact through the Facebook page. Plus, obviously, you're looking for folks to sponsor kids. You make a big deal out of the fact that if you go down to the gym, there's no way anybody knowing could tell who's paying full rate and who's getting a scholarship of some kind, either from a community member or just from you, because that's how you are. You don't want anybody to go without, right?
Yeah, that's the truth. I don't want anybody to go without, for one. And for two, I just don't want anybody to feel like they can't afford it or they can't, you know what I mean? Like if they can't afford it, you can't afford it. Just come talk to us anyway. And if you have relatives or neighbors or something like that, that's going through tough times, anything like that, that could use an outlet. That's what we're here for. So.
And again, you're trying to put together a big grand opening sometime in June. So make sure that you keep in tune with the Facebook page and you can, stay up to date on that, but you're working on the proper permissions so that you can actually block off the street and have like a big car show and rock wall, and you can kind of show people this Ninja Warrior course that we've been talking about.
Yeah, it's an obstacle course. I really can't call it. It's not going to be a Ninja Warrior course, but that's a Ninja Warrior, but it's an obstacle course, and we're there to we're trying to raise money so that we can work with these at-risk youth, work with the special needs kids, and pretty much the at-risk youth and, you know, the kids that come there, that the parents have money. You look in the building, you can't see who's what. That's the coolest thing for me. And I know I keep saying it, but to me, looking in there and anybody else that looks there and you says, which one of those kids? And it doesn't even matter. Don't even ask me that question. Just look, it doesn't matter. You point at one kid and says, which one deserves it, which one doesn't? They all deserve it. They all deserve a chance. They all, you know, there's nothing in rifle for these kids, nothing for these families to do. Let's build this up and let's make it happen.
Again, search for Flex Family Fitness on Facebook. You can stay up to date with all the upcoming events, including the big grand opening in June. And anything else, Billy, we should mention that we haven't talked about yet?
Okay. No, I think that's it.
Cody, Melissa, anything else you would like to add? Maybe tell a funny, embarrassing story about Billy or something like that?
I don't know.
I'm totally kidding.
But
you can finally take his sister, his older sister.
Yeah.
What about Jocelyn? Could Jocelyn come see you?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Jocelyn. She's six, and she definitely, that it runs her down, and she finally has an outlet for all of her energy. And I would be
You don't just work out the energy with the thumbs, usually.
Yeah, definitely.
You were about to say something, weren't you, Cody?
Yeah, I was going to say that like I like jiu-jitsu and I like the gym because it's fun and I made new friends.
That's good. That's a great thing. Billy, you know, it's like I say, don't tell you can't do something because it's going to happen then.
Yeah.
So all the best. Best of luck in the future. Again, $50 a month is what it costs to sponsor a kid. Again, the scholarships obviously are for the kids that can't afford it or their parents can't. Not everybody is in that same situation, but again, you'd never know just by walking in the door of Flex Family Fitness.
Yeah, so that $50 will give the kids access to classes 5 days a week when there's no school Friday. So that's 20 classes a week. That's 20 classes a month for $50. It's like working with a black belt in jiu-jitsu. If you go anywhere up Valley, that's like $30 an hour. So.
Again, search Facebook for Flex Family Fitness, and we'll talk to you soon. Yeah. All the best. Take care. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.